This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County deputies are investigating four burglaries that occurred over the long holiday weekend. One break-in occurred at a camper trailer owned by Gene McFall of Floral that was located on Batesville Boulevard near Pleasant Plains. McFall told authorities that the camper was ransacked and brass candle holders and a drill were stolen from inside. Break-in damage estimated at $200. Walter King, who lives on Floral Road, was also the victim of a burglary. Police arrived to answer an alarm and found the front door standing open after it had been pried. King determined that a battery-operated money change bank had been stolen, as well as its contents. Police say the break-in occurred mid-morning Monday. And Independence County deputies say Health Resources of Arkansas reported a break-in at that office. An employee, Bill Miller, said he was in the office on Monday and discovered several offices had been forcibly entered. Police say so far all that was determined missing was a small amount of change from one of the offices. Damage inside the building, though, was estimated at $1,400. And Independence County deputies say someone broke into Kevin Kelly's apartment on Lawson Drive and stole several items, including three TV sets, including a 60-inch big screen, a computer, and a PlayStation, all valued at over $2,700. The Independence County Election Commission said today they'll meet this Thursday noon at the Independence County Courthouse basement office. They are to discuss upcoming elections and to also discuss the map that has been approved by the Batesville School District. Arkansas State Police have placed a silver alert out for Lawrence Howard McKinney, stretching the search for him beyond Independence County. McKinney's been missing from Batesville since December 30th, last seen at 1710 Harrison near the White River Medical Center emergency room as he walked away from the area. McKinney is described as a 63-year-old white male, 6 foot 3 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds, having medium complexion, brown hair, and blue eyes. If you have any information at all concerning the whereabouts of Lawrence Howard McKinney, contact local authorities at 870-698-2450. And a Newport man is recovering today after being shot on New Year's Day. Newport Police Department Criminal Investigation Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said 28-year-old DeAndre Neal, a black male from Newport, was apparently shot while walking through the Hout Circle area of Newport on New Year's afternoon. Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said officers were unable to determine the exact location of the shooting incident due to the abundance of shell casings scattered throughout the Hout Circle area, which were illegally discharged in celebration of the New Year's. Listen to this. Weatherford said Neal was shot in the upper leg with a bullet passing through and the injury was not life-threatening. An investigation continues. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.